talk to me a little bit about where we are in, and give us an update on the flood damage and some of the things that you're seeing and hearing in the FSA office.
Well, we've just ended the 4th of July holiday, and I think we got by with a couple days without rain, so that's a positive thing. However, we know there's a system headed in. So as we prepare for the week, and we're here on the Merritts Farm up in Miami County, I think it's important for our producers to know that we are currently in the process in the FSA offices across Indiana surveying what kind of damage there is. Certainly, we kind of look north of Indianapolis as the primary areas. Last week, I was in Jasper County, Cass County, and today in Miami County. And, you know, from what we see, it looks bad. But the real data needs to come through our county offices. Producers, stakeholders, extension offices, a lot of different factors are a part of the discussion that actually puts data into our county offices. Once there's a 30% loss of a crop in a county, then that county emergency board will meet locally, convened by the county executive director of the FSA office. Once they get unanimous support that there is a 30% loss, that data then comes to Indianapolis to my desk. We will again survey it, make sure it's accurate, it's statistically relevant, it has all the information we need to ultimately work with the governor's office, with our congressional delegation, and ask for a secretarial disaster declaration for that county. As we look across the state, I don't have that data in from all counties, obviously. We're close on several counties, and hopefully throughout this week and into next week, we'll be closer to knowing if we have a secretarial disaster that we can actually ask for Indiana.
The governor was out last week. You had Senator and then Representative Rokita was out last week surveying some areas. The senator was here today. How important is it for those officials to see the damage firsthand and for Representative Rokita and Senator Donnelly to take back the importance of crop insurance to these farmers?
I think it's huge. I think it's huge that they come out of Washington and actually visit with their constituents, with farmers that every day are in the fields, whether it's working livestock or working crops or baling hay, to really know what it takes to run and operate a farm. This year's been a tough one, and we know we're going to have additional years that, whether it's flood or drought or whatever the disaster is, our farmers persevere. And I think for Senator Donnelly, Congressman Rokita, Governor Pence, to show that interest shows the importance of agriculture here in the state.
Anything else that farmers need to keep in the back of their minds as you are working to collect that information at local FSA offices to see if we hit that 30% threshold?
Well, July 15th is kind of our magic date in FSA offices. That's the date when crop certification needs to come in, acreage reports. So if farmers have not yet reported their acreage, they need to do so by July 15th. We've seen a lot of activity over the last few weeks just because of how wet it is and farmers can't get in the field. So we have had a lot of activity there. We would ask that the farmers in counties come into the office if they've had issues with prevented planting. If they can't get into the fields, they need to report that. If they've had failed acreage due to some of the fields around the counties we've been to the last few weeks, they need to report that. Because all of that data, again, is used for that justification for a secretarial disaster. So July 15th is the magic date, and we'll know, I think we heard earlier, we'll know at the end of this growing season and into harvest when combines run what the actual results are.